Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Duty Free Views. As always, a big thank you to everyone who has listened to our previous episodes. Thank you for your support and your kind comments. Today, we will discuss how travel retail can seize the opportunity, along with airlines, to capitalize on people's increasing familiarity with online shopping to create a truly omnichannel environment in the post-recovery world. Our guest interviewee today is Ian Kay, Chief Operations Officer of One Technologies, an e-commerce platform, Air Traffix, who my co-host Alison Farrington has caught up with.
Hi there. We're going to be talking to Ian Kay today about Air Traffix and how he's reinventing in-flight and partnering with airlines and enabling them to benefit from shoppers who are used to in-flight and just reinventing the whole in-flight opportunity.
And there's not going to be a lot of money around for innovative development. There are going to be strategists that are wondering how best to strategize. And what we offer them, particularly from an airline perspective, is a solution that costs no money at all. So obviously delightful and hugely, hugely satisfying for somebody that wants to earn some money without actually spending any of it. Our solution is a simple plugin. It lives on the digital media, digital communication of airlines and online travel agencies, and is a very soft touch solution. It identifies passenger itineraries and then offers up onto those digital media communications platforms shopping experiences, links through to travel retail marketplaces that exist online or travel retail offers, and the merchants pay us. And we give money back to the affiliate, the source of the traffic, from the sales commissions and referral commissions that the merchants are happy to pay for in return for receiving some high quality traffic that's more likely to convert.
Some very interesting points from Ian there. What I found quite interesting in what he has been talking to you about, Alison, was how there is going to be a change in mindset post-recovery, post-COVID-19, and how really the airlines are going to find this as an easy, as a risk-free way to pivot their online retail offering. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I really liked how the Air Traffix model is more aligned with how consumers' expectations have changed along with the digital journey of booking travel. And what I mean by that is, you know, how airlines can still benefit from in-flight shopping without having to be shopkeeper, he says, or invest in e-commerce platforms in-house.
So we've created what we believe is a solution within an ecosystem, because challenges existed in the market long before the current situation. The challenges existing from outside of the conventional travel retail model. People's expectations of how they buy, where they buy, and when they buy changed in the travel journey. And so we've got a solution, I think, which is ideally suited to address that. It enables airlines to earn money from shopping without being shopped. And we think that as we emerge, as we will do, into this new world, it presents a very easy, very risk-free environment for the airlines to take advantage of the passengers' willingness and motivation to shop without actually having to invest at all in e-commerce platforms.
He also spoke a lot about the issue of lack of agility on the part of airlines, especially when lockdowns like this happen, because of course these are not situations that anyone has prepared really adequately for. What does he think about the status quo, and what do you think about his thoughts?
Well, it does beg the question of considering your company's agility and, you know, how flexible companies within travel retail can be to sort of bend with a change in the way that people are shopping, and perhaps quite suddenly. He talks about considering competitors as collaborators, which is always an interesting point of view, and finding new ways of working together. It's a refreshing food for thought in a post-COVID environment.
Well, agility is obviously necessary because the industry's seen what's happened when it shuts itself down. Shop doors are closed, bookings cease, sales opportunities reduce down to nothing. And the status quo is clearly unsustainable. Now, it may well be that there are people within the industry that say, well, this is a number. This will never happen again in our lifetimes. And so we don't need to worry as long as we can get back to business as usual. Everything will be fine. So we'll divert 99% of our resource to ensuring that happens fast. We'll keep our businesses alive and everything. But what if it isn't? The risks are high. And the opportunity to resolve those issues is actually quite straightforward. And I started off by saying that the C word that I choose to use is collaboration. And the agility simply comes from members of our industry regarding people that they formerly considered as competitors as potential collaborators.
And of course, he talks about all the current hurdles and all the obstacles that perhaps retailers or merchants, as he puts it, can find themselves in with airlines to really improve and upgrade their retail online retail offering. What did Ian say to you about this?
Well, it's an interesting point because he talks about a focus on the key stakeholders within organisations that need to change their attitudes around relationships with potential new partnerships. The will to collaborate will be key, especially around data sharing, which is always a hot topic. So I think, you know, that focus on data management and utilizing sort of targeting opportunities via data sharing is going to be much more key, especially changing the opinions of key stakeholders within organizations around this kind of new business opportunity.
Clearly, there have been roadblocks that have been placed firmly in the way of tangible progress and glorious examples that I can give you. But I don't know whether I would say surprisingly or unsurprisingly, there are certain groundbreaking conversations that we've been having that indicate that an appetite, a legitimate appetite, is now emerging amongst digital strategists, heads of e-commerce, and on both sides of the fence, to think seriously about this form of collaboration. The industry's got a unique advantage over the external forces. It controls the conversation with the consumer. The airlines are the first contact. The digital marketplaces are in existence and are accessible to that marketplace. And it's reasonable for those two sides of the equation to see the opportunities that are before them with a will to collaborate. And the way that we present it is in a threat-free way. The inhibitions that have existed traditionally in data sharing and the risk of giving away passengers from supply side to the merchant side have been very prevalent. We break that down and we anonymize everything in a very transparent way, so there is no giveaway. We guarantee to our affiliates we share no data. So that's the breaking down of one inhibition and an encouragement for one side to think more seriously about it.
Another part of your conversation with Ian was about how to convince airlines to take online strategies more seriously and how to really create an omni-channel environment, which he really thinks is going to happen post-COVID-19. He really sees this as an opportunity. And also he talks about the issue of trust and codependence between the different parties involved in this omnichannel relationship. What do you think about that?
Well, he's right about how the merchants can benefit from search marketing techniques. It's a key factor to remember when embarking on an omnichannel journey, especially within travel retail. You know, the key stakeholders of the Trinity need to work together. It's back to that conversation around targeting passengers and data sharing. And actually, you know, the data is the new oil, and airlines are in the best position to target passenger data and share passenger data within an e-commerce conversation. So I think it is about that trust and about that codependence and, you know, perhaps having a fresh opinion, perhaps bending any past hurdles, and just sort of collaboration again, which has been a key theme of Ian's conversation.
There is an opportunity now to take their online, their e-commerce strategy a lot more seriously. I'm reasonably sure that that hasn't been the case so far, and there have been notable exceptions, and I probably cite AirAsia's our shop and Singapore Airlines Chris shop and others who have taken a serious move into a market, into an online marketplace, and have attacked it and are showing signs of success in that area. And it means basically that online can exist alongside the physical environment. You know, omnichannel is a very popular word in this context. And there would be, they are complementary towards each other, and they give the consumer choice and the convenience and the value that they would look for. And if the merchants see this as the opportunity that it really can be, and invest in marketing opportunities and in the collaboration that can exist with the sources of traffic, you've got the perfect storm. We're building a codependence. The more traffic to the merchant, the more merchant activity is generated. The more merchant activity is generated, the higher the earnings capability for sales commissions. Back to the source affiliates, the greater the power of the collaboration for both sides. And that can only benefit both of them. It can only benefit both of them. The airlines still, remember, are doing this at zero cost. The merchants are getting much more than they would traditionally expect from search marketing techniques, which are pretty costly. And there's a win-win, and a third win clearly for the passenger. We feel very strongly that this is an approach that is being taken more seriously. The indications from our prospects are strong, and that gives us confidence.
And in a very exciting turn in your conversation with Ian, he did share exclusive news with us about how Air Traffix is really trying to help in a meaningful way so that this online offering becomes available to even more merchants. And he does talk about a strong the start of a relationship with affiliates in order to create and to provide this meaningful offer in order to create a global network of merchants. What did he say to you?
Yes, no, it's a great piece of news and very very timely. So they want to help by giving back at the moment. So they want to launch more of a focus on working with affiliates, so merchants can kind of work more closely with influencers. Like in the fashion industry, you have a lot of focus on influencers through social media, and so it's just seizing that opportunity of merchants working with affiliates. And so what Air Traffix is doing is obviously waiving their fee at the moment. So it's a great initiative to give something back to the industry at the moment.
As a business that is acutely aware of the challenges that many of our industry colleagues are going to face, we want to do more. We're not in a position to start filling hand sanitizer bottles or pivoting into manufacturing masks and gowns, but we want to help, and we want to help in a meaningful way. So we're trying to understand how best we can do that. And I think that the best that we can do is to create an offer at the start of relationships with new affiliates, to demonstrate that we're here to help them within the context of what we can do. And so we've agreed as a business that for the first 3 to 6 months, depending on context, we're going to give 100% of our net revenue back to the affiliate. We're going to retain nothing ourselves from our revenues, from the commissions that we earn. We're going to give 100% of it to the affiliates. And that's a matter of company policy now. It's a strategic decision that we've made because it's the best we can do. It's the best we can do for now, not only to persuade the industry that there's an approach that can benefit them, but we have to try and demonstrate a transparency in the process that is helpful.
Very exciting news from Air Traffix, and we're really looking forward to hearing more about their initiatives and of course about what in-flight retail has to offer in the next few months. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening, and please don't miss our next episode. Keep sharing on social media, send us your feedback, and until next time, it's bye from me and bye from Alison.